The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Kinder, gentler America tonight. So it seems that's the way it was in Ferguson. The streets a little bit calm. Few bottles flew, but nothing like we've seen over the past 10 days. You didn't have Molotov cocktails and lots of tear gas and whatnot. You did have a few people chased and arrested, but that's it. Protesters hand in hand in front of a police line. Some pushing the crowd to please stay peaceful, peaceful, peaceful. And I guess it worked because that's pretty much what happened and how it went down. There are other things surrounding the shooting death of 18-year-old Michael Brown that have yet to be determined. One, a grand jury and looking at all the evidence, and a prosecutor who is now in the middle of controversy because there are 26,000 people who signed a petition that don't want him to be the prosecutor on the case because of his ties to law enforcement. That's St. Louis County prosecuting attorney Robert McCullough. His father, when he was 12, was shot and killed by a black man. While that's happening, you have the officer involved in the shooting, the officer who shot and killed Michael Brown after a couple of autopsies, talking about the six bullets and witnesses saying a lot of different kinds of things. You have the officer who some say should absolutely face charges. But will he face charges or not? It's typical standard operating procedure to go on leave, to have leave while the investigation is going on when you shoot and kill somebody. So that's what's happening now at this point. Darren Wilson has a few people that are concerned about the way he's been treated and talked about. So Officer Wilson has been the beneficiary of some supporters financially because $40,000 so far has been raised for him, plus to show solidarity with Wilson for fear that something is going to happen to him. What's happened among the people who were trying to support him is they started this blue light thing where you've got porches who have blue lights at night that you can see, not just in Ferguson, but in some other areas as well. So the support is clicking in for Wilson because, you know, is he going to have an attorney or, you know, what's going to happen there? So the tear gas, the riots did not happen on Tuesday. That's a very, very good thing. If Wilson isn't charged with anything, will the situation continue to be explosive in Ferguson? It's looking that way, but it's a good sign that it wasn't, at least on Tuesday. And in the meantime, while that's going on, you had some St. Louis cops who killed a guy who had a knife who was charging after them, just 6 miles away from Ferguson. The St. Louis police captain said they responded just after noon, following this report of a robbery at a convenience store. A 23-year-old black man refused orders to drop a knife. He raised the knife, moved toward the police. Both opened fire, killing him. He was acting erratically and told the officers, "Shoot me now, kill me." Witnesses say that's what they saw, say that he cursed the officers and said, "You'll have to kill me." Both officers, as in the case with Darren Wilson from Ferguson, have been placed on administrative duty pending the investigation, which again is what they do. What was different here is you all of a sudden had a crowd of about 100 people who were there within an hour of the shooting. They had the words they were chanting were like they were chanting in Ferguson, hands up, don't shoot. So that hands up, don't shoot has really stuck. We don't know, I think, the full impact yet of Ferguson and whether it's going to be calm moving forward day after day after day, because now it's been the 10 days. I think it depends on what happens with Wilson, what happens with the process, and also the prosecutor, what happens there. Otherwise, probably get ready for more of the same. In the meantime, something else worth segging into is a sadly thing I'd rather not talk about, and it's the death of James Foley. If it can be verified, it's believed that it was him, though. He was captured in Syria in 2012. He's a freelance journalist and now the victim of a beheading that was shown on a video released by Islamic militants on Tuesday, the work of ISIS or Islamic State. In the ramblings that they were trying to get him to say, is this is the United States' fault and there will be another journalist if they don't stop doing what they're doing with the airstrikes. Will they stop? I can't imagine. No. How awful, though, to see this piece of tape go viral and have so many people watching it. There was a Facebook page. I guess there still is a Facebook page because the family, you know, still held out hope that they would be able to see him again. And on the Facebook page, you know, there's Find James Foley. That was the name of the Facebook page. So his mother released a statement saying, "We've never been prouder of our son, Jim. He gave his life trying to expose the world to the suffering of the Syrian people." And then did also say, to their credit, "We implore the kidnappers to spare the lives of the remaining hostages. Like Jim, they are innocents. They have no control over American government policy in Iraq, Syria, or anywhere else in the world." Can you imagine being the mother and hearing that information? Diane Foley, her name. I think it was gracious of her to release this statement. And to put that out there about anyone else that's been captured. The White House National Security Council spokesperson said that they think it's the genuine thing, but they have to make sure by the Intelligence Committee. They all have to look at it. And they say, you know, we'd be appalled by the brutal murder of an innocent American journalist. And we've seen this before. Daniel Pearl, if you remember him, he was beheaded. And then Angelina Jolie even made a movie about it. But that was an awful thing to see. And Foley, back in 2011, was actually with a small group of journalists that were held captive for 6 weeks by the government in Libya and then was released, getting a 1-year suspended sentence on charges of illegally entering the country. And now look how this all ends up. My, oh, my. Stay with us. We're booting to the other side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. exercises, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Fly me to the moon, let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand.
All right, if you want to throw in your two cents, do it during this segment. We're talking about Ferguson a little bit here and the police officer. Will he be charged? Should he be charged? Or the Blue Light Brigade, is this a smart thing because he's been left out in the cold, but people across the states want to know that, want him to know that there are people that are saying it's not fair how he's being railroaded before anything's even happened with an indictment, if he's even going to be indicted, all that kind of stuff. So it's interesting. There really is a divide, absolutely, in and out of Ferguson. And we're seeing this more and more, whether signing the petitions to get rid of the prosecutor because of his ties to the police department, or whether there's support for the officer, Darren Wilson, in raising money for him and just showing him support with the blue lights on the porch being left on. And certainly Michael Brown's family, there's a lot of support pouring in for them, for what happened to Michael Brown, the specific chants and things that have gone on in and around Ferguson. So 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Coming up in our next two segments, we have a couple of great conversations, one with Jesse Stauffer. That's that yawning thing. Jesse Stauffer, who's created this app that will make all your social media evaporate. Like, in other words, there's tweets that people put out, and you see what's happening there, and Facebook and texting and whatever, and you can actually get rid of it. So something's out there that you don't want people to see eventually, or you're a kid and you put something out there, you can get rid of it, which I think is pretty incredible. So what a novel idea. That's where the world is going, all these apps that people are creating. It's just a 20-year-old college student, and this thing has become pretty big. It's taking on a life of its own. And then we're also going to chat with Andrew Szabo, Peel Back the Onion, looking at some of these things that we've been talking about from the perspective of strategy, and because he's a strategist, marketing guru, and a branding guy. And, you know, that's part of the deal. What is the strategy? What is the strategy in Ferguson? What do you do to quell the violence that's happened there? How often do we miss out because there's no plan? I mean, I think you have to have a strong strategy, and this is a prime example of that. You start to grasp at straws, and when something happens, you have to do that. You have a playbook, and sometimes you have to throw the playbook out, but it helps when you do meet, when you do huddle, when you do come up with a plan, and we talk about that in a couple of different areas. Bud in New Jersey. Hey, Bud, how are you?
Pretty good. How about yourself, Kate?
I'm excellent. Hey, that piece of information that you told us is interesting because I've talked to some other police officers about that, and they say, you know, that's kind of similar in a few other places about the four-shot kind of thing and taking someone down.
That's right. Here's another little key thing for you to think about. We, in our department, we had, years ago, they had 38 calibers. Then they switched over to 9mm. Well, a 9mm can go through a person and still live, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you would have to double shoot the guy to bring him completely down, especially if he's running at you.
Right.
Unless you hit a vital organ, but if he's still running top speed, you have to shoot again until you drop him. This is a 9mm because it's a small caliber bullet. Now, we switched over to MP40s, which was a little bit bigger and more powerful to use. But around the country, you're going to see departments carry 357s, 44s, you know, the heavy guns. One round would bring the guy down. And this is a little thing to think about. What kind of weapon did he have? What kind of weapon did the department use? You know?
Yeah, what was it? Because if you look at where the bullets were too, it's like all really on one side. It was where he was coming at him. So I'm curious about that. We'll see what we can do to uncover that, to find out what it is. Because, there's a good nugget of information. What kind of weapon makes a difference, Bud? Right? You saw that.
That's right. Now, I've been in the military for 18 years and a cop for 25. And I've seen a lot of weapons fire and how much damage it can do. And when we were issued a 9mm, we all laughed because the criminals had bigger guns and we were outgunned.
You're at a disadvantage. You're outgunned from the beginning.
You're right. Another thing to think about here. Now, all the damage that it's happened down there and all the people that are protesting, I bet you they're on welfare or something like poor people. They don't have no money. And then when you lock the person up and they get a fine from the judge, where are they going to get the money out to pay the fine? They don't have no money. They don't have nothing.
Right.
So now you're back to square one. So what are they going to do? They're going to put them on community service, go around the street and pick up papers or something in that order.
Right. And that adds to the problems again.
Right. And if you look at your insurance company policy, some of them won't pay off for looting or things like that.
Wow.
You got to be real careful when you look at insurance policies.
Yeah.
Especially when you're in a high crime area.
Yeah. That's a good point, because then here these innocent people that have businesses, and their fellow man in Ferguson, while they're supposedly trying to protest, they're doing damage to their businesses and causing them maybe economic loss and even job loss for people who might work for them.
That's right.
Yeah.
And here's another little bit of information. I think I mentioned it yesterday or now, but you have to find the time factor between when Brown had the strong arm robbery and where was he, the distance between when he left the store and where he got shot. What time was that? Then look at the time from the time, the distance between where the cop was coming up the road, the time, and when he shot. Everything has to be time and distance to measure the factor What the cop said, and I'm for the cop all the way. It's a justified shooting on that. After I really got into the facts,
right? But
you have to look at the time and distance.
Timeline, time and distance. Good stuff, bud. Thank you. Especially thinking about the weapons from that point of view. I don't know why. I just didn't really think of it from that angle. Ray in Missouri. Hello.
Hey, Kate. How are you?
I'm excellent. How about you?
I'm good. Been a little under the weather. I don't know where it comes from. It was bad for a few days.
I can hear it.
Oh, the media. I think the media is causing most of the problem that's still going on in St. Louis. But, you know, it. Bottom line is somebody was committing a crime and the police felt they need to use force, I think.
Right. So in that case, you know, that's what you got to think about. Six shots, it's like Bud said, was the weapon, timeline, all that kind of thing. You know, there's things to look at. I said this, that there's a lot of jumping to conclusions. That's why I want to hear the whole grand jury thing, because, Ray, as you know, then all those details will come out.
Yeah. And, well, you know, there's instances that police use excessive force or whatever, but there's instances when they don't. I got a buddy that's the sweetest guy in the world until he gets one drink in him. And he gets one drink in him, and he just goes nuts. And I've been out quite a few times with special occasions, marriages, and stuff like that. And if he gets out of hand, the police show up. They just go ahead, and they don't tase him once. They go ahead and tase him until he doesn't come up off the ground. Because if they tase him once, he gets back up. Then attacks him again. It's not funny, but that's just the way it happens. That's the way he's built. So if someone's coming at you and you tase them once or shoot them once, they might still come at you.
Right.
You have somebody that's on methamphetamines or something else like that.
Yeah.
Shoot them once. They might still be coming at you. Shoot them twice. So maybe the guy was still coming at him. We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. That's in my head. It certainly it seems like that when you see where the bullets were and all that sort of stuff. But that's why this grand jury thing, Ray. Thank you. Thanks for sharing that with us. That's why that grand jury is so important, because some of those details we should be able to know, and that will make a very big difference. And I think the way that the officer is portrayed, because then we'll have more of those little details that we just can't find right now. Stay with us. A couple of great guests coming up next here on America Tonight.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze-Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory-authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me. I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Here they come again, catch us if you can, time to get a move on, we will yell with all of our might, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can.
Once again for Peel Back the Onion with Andrew Szabo. Peel Back the Onion is all about branding, marketing, strategy, and all that stuff in between because he's an expert in it. That's why we call it Peel Back the Onion. And boy, there is a lot to get to this time around. Andrew, I'll tell you what, the first thing I woke up to today was somebody sending me a link to this jihadist group, the Islamic State, claiming that they executed an American journalist who's been missing since 2012, James Foley. How sad. And it just shows you again how barbaric and frightening this group is. They're beheading kids. They're telling people either turn Muslim or we're going to kill you. They are the real deal. How frightening do you think this is?
Well, I mean, it is. I mean, but this is nothing new. We knew that they were more extreme. In fact, I think we talked about this last week, that they're more extreme than the Taliban. They're more extreme than Al-Qaeda. They have attracted the very worst and most extreme elements of these Islamic extremists, and they will continue to do that. Because we didn't put a stop to them when they were moving from Syria to Iraq, which we could have, but, you know, it would have been the time to do it. We didn't. That emboldened them and then attracted more followers. So it seems to be attracting the most extreme followers that are into the most extreme violence. And now we know, you know, I mean, if anybody had any doubts, and I know Pelosi thought they were a humanitarian group, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
It's getting worse and worse.
Yeah, and you point out something that I think is really a valuable nugget. When you're talking about we had the chance to stop them and we didn't, and this is why you have to be all over this, and this is why you have to really monitor these groups, right?
Yeah, I mean, a strategy of appeasement historically has never worked in the face of extreme either militant, you know, and of all sides, whether it's religious extremism or political extremism, whether it's on the left wing or the right wing, when you don't draw the line and you don't act on it. I mean, that's the key, is that you can't, as a powerful country, we're still, we may not be the most powerful country anymore, but we're still up there. We can't just make veiled threats and just expect the world to say, oh, just because we said it, therefore we have to do it. It doesn't work that way. It's never worked that way, the reality is. And unfortunately, what happens is there's, I think, been an escalation of this kind of thing because one country is watching another country and they're saying, okay, well, these extremists up here, you know, if Putin can get away with it in Ukraine, then, well, I mean, if Syria can get away with it, then Putin can get, I mean, you just see one group after another in different corners of the world. And unfortunately, I think one also emboldens the other when they realize that America will do nothing and we don't stop it early. And unfortunately, therefore, that strategy of delay costs America much more because now our involvement has to be much greater.
Yep, absolutely. I agree. Delay is not a good strategy, especially when you're talking about them.
Yeah, let me add one point. Contrast that strategy with Bush Sr. when Iraq, invaded the southern neighbor there, and what immediately America acted, said no more. They created an alliance, and they beat back Iraq back to where they belong.
Yeah, and look at
that's an example of drawing the line and acting on it.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, so let's move closer to home, and as we see what's happening in Ferguson, Missouri, we have somebody that comes on from our pals in Washington from Talk Radio News every single night on this show, and Justin Duckham was down in Ferguson, and he was tear-gassed, and he talked about what that was like. What a nightmare this has become. First there's a curfew, then there's not a curfew, bringing in now the National Guard. Eric Holder is on his way, and all kinds of conversations about what's happened now in the 10-plus days since 18-year-old Michael Brown was killed, a third autopsy. What do you think the president needs to do? Do you think he needs to send an even stronger message to try to quell what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting... I'm not even sure what the strategy can be at this point because there's some layers of complication here. And there's a lot of blacks which are upset at multiple levels. You're dealing here at one level is the poor have gotten poorer over the last 6 years. And there's more poor people, so there's more people have fallen below the poverty line. So there is now a disillusionment by blacks with their president. I mean, those for a long time, people were just supporting him. Well, he's black. He's our first black president. You know, I understand that. Okay, there's empathy there. But the question now becomes, what has he done for us? And unfortunately, the president's policy, especially when now it comes to immigration, he's taking better care of the immigrants. He's care of the inner city. So he's, again, sending, as a strategy, he's sending the wrong message. What can he do? Unless he undoes and backs away completely from this massive immigration policy that he set in motion in 2012 and really starts focusing and say, no, okay, we need to and they shut down the border. We have to focus on our own right now. I mean, but that's a message I don't think he can politically do at this time. So he is now, he's stuck with the policies that he set in motion from the beginning of his administration, and it's really a combination of poor economic policy and immigration policy has unfortunately set him up, and there's nothing really he can do. There's no message, and he's never shown any leadership. He's never really come into a situation and showed strong leadership. There is not one example in the last 6 years where he's gone in and acted on something in a way that was decisive and showed true leadership, because he's never had to lead anything. He's always been a consensus driver, and leading from behind doesn't work and certainly won't work in this situation. So I think, I think the worst is yet to come. I think this could, you know, the danger is if we don't shut it down, of course, now you've got the National Guard in, but if they don't shut this down at some level, this could spread to other cities. This could become an epidemic.
Oh, boy, let's hope not. I think you're absolutely right, though, because with leadership, those first couple of steps you make, and then as you get deeper into it, that's when people have the perceptions. That's when they judge what you will do and what you are capable of doing. And strong leaders, that they just have to show it sometimes, and that will be enough often to quell something that has a great potential to go rapid fire and spread. And I liked your analogy of that in talking about what the president's done in the past, and he doesn't have that. And so I think you're right. It's very tricky for him in stepping into this whole Ferguson thing. I want to throw something completely different in the mix, but equally as interesting. You have the RNC chairman, Priebus, who, you know, they already pulled the trigger, so to speak, on Cleveland is going to be the place where the convention's held. They're holding it earlier. One of the things that people will point to as a problem for Republicans is that they don't have enough outreach to minorities. And Priebus now is really preaching that, saying that there's a big effort by the Republicans to have an outreach, to get to minorities. And in fact, they're stepping up the efforts, doing it for real, in trying to make this become a reality, to make sure that minorities don't feel as though they're left off on the Republican side. And Priebus, just earlier in the day, was speaking in Georgia, and this is a heavily Democratic area, obviously, and he's trying to push minority voters and saying, listen, we're going to reach into all the minority communities we can, and we're going to have these conversations. I think this is a good move, but I think it might be a little bit too late. This should have been started even earlier.
Yeah, I mean, this should have been started a number of years ago in reality.
Yep.
I mean, this country has been changing dramatically in its demographics. In terms of, obviously, you've got a growing Hispanic population. You've got, you know, Asian minorities. You've got a lot of different minorities that is traditionally, and not necessarily for good reason, have gone Democratic. But there has been no messaging strategy to reach out to the minorities that, hey, our values are actually more closely aligned than you may first believe. And I think those are some of the elements that should have been started something, but it's never too late to start. I mean, in one sense, you've got to do this. And I think probably one of the biggest things the RNC could do in terms of strategy is have more minority candidates. I mean, you're seeing here and there, but it's a very light sprinkling. What's interesting is that once people get into office, the Republicans have a much better record of hiring minorities into senior positions. But we've got to have the actual candidates at all levels, both at a congressional level, senatorial, more mayors, more governors, and ultimately a presidential candidate that needs to be a minority. We have to start looking at how this country looks like. And you can't have, you know, I'll never forget after the election, and they swept through, the cameras kind of swept through the after party, or of course the Republicans were mourning, and it was still predominantly white, male, older. That is not the demographic that's going to elect and win the presidency in 2016.
Yep, absolutely. I agree with you. All right, peel back the onion with Andrew Szabo. Andrew, thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The tweets or any of the posts that you sent out could simply go away, that they could simply expire. Well, if you think it, if you dream it, and then if you put some hard work into it, who knows, it could eventually become an app. And guess what? It did. Get Expire. You could go to GetExpire.com and see that idea that has already launched and unfolded, an app that allows you to shrink your digital footprint by enabling people to set tweets and Facebook posts to just self-destruct. I love it. What a great idea. Have you ever put anything out there where you thought, ooh, I wish I could have gotten that back sooner. I wish I had remembered I posted that, and I went back, and who knows how many people have seen it. So Jesse Stauffer joins us now. He's a college student at the University of North Texas. He is the genius behind this. Jesse, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
Okay, so we're going to get into your brush with fame and how this whole thing happened in just a second. But what was it that inspired you to come up with this idea?
Well, being a college student, I was just kind of surrounded by, you know, kids who would put stuff out on their social networking profiles, whether it's Twitter or Facebook, and, you know, not really think twice about it. So, I mean, the typical college student, you know, may post party pictures, things like that. And I always just thought about how, you know, in a couple years, we're all going to be applying for jobs, and about how, you know, employers could potentially look back at these posts and kind of judge you before even meeting you. And so I just kind of built it to you know, kind of help out my peers. However, it's kind of turned into this thing that, you know, many different people can use, whether it's people who, you know, post lots of long rants and stuff on Facebook, or people who just post, you know, really small and meaningless things that they want to expire. So it's kind of, you know, turned into something bigger.
Because in the way we move now with new technology and things and ideas happen so fast, you know, that intellectual property, did you kind of keep that idea to yourself, or did you just tell a couple of friends, hey, I'm thinking about doing this, I'm working on it, I'm going to get it going? Did you hold it in closer?
You know, I was actually working on an app at a different time called Bitsy, which was kind of the same premise, except it wasn't working with Facebook and Twitter. It was more of its own social networking app. And I actually reached out to Mark Cuban, and, you know, he was really the first person I ever talked about it with. And he's come up with some of the ideas, some of the features and stuff like that. So, you know, I was kind of working secretive with him, and I didn't really tell too many friends about it, just a couple of my close friends.
And for people who don't know, which I can't believe you don't know who Mark Cuban is, but we'll just tell you anyway, think Shark Tank and think Dallas Mavericks owner, NBA team owner. So you reach out to Mark Cuban. Did he get back to you right away? What happened?
Yeah, it was within 24 hours. I actually remember I was sitting in my history class, and I just got up and left once I got his email because, you know, I was really eager to read it. And we just kind of, you know, shot some ideas back and forth. He checked out my previous app. And then he basically said, you know, why would you kind of build your own social network when we could get it, you know, integrate with other networks? And that's what we did. And then it's, you know, over time we kept adding these features to turn it into this full-featured client, which it is today.
So, I mean, this is like you see in the movies. He became a partner in the company?
Yeah, he's a co-founder and an investor.
Very cool. So is it hard for you to, I mean, are you still going to school trying to focus on doing your school thing and the app and all this whole get expire thing?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm trying to graduate in 3 years, so I'm going into my senior year right now, and I just got done with a bunch of summer classes, so I'm balancing the two at the moment, but, you know, lots of my teachers understand what's going on, and they're really flexible with it, and, you know, I'm able to balance it pretty well.
So you launched the company, what, about a month ago, and as you said, Mark is involved in the company. What's it like to, I call it spitballing, what's it like to have a brainstorming session with him?
It's awesome, you know. I've always wanted someone where I can just continually bounce ideas off, and he's definitely the perfect person for it. And, you know, whether it's, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning and I have an idea, I'll just throw it to him and he'll write me right back and, you know, we'll talk about things and then the ones that we really think are good ideas, we'll start making.
So in coding this, because I would imagine coding is the thing. So you've had to code this, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And in coding, for people who don't know, as far as talking about apps and talking about doing that and the process in doing it, sometimes that you run into things, and that can take a long time, can it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've had many nights where, you know, I'd forget one character and it would, you know, mess me up for 4 hours or so, but that's kind of annoying, but you can get through it.
So once this happens, who's the first person you tell, guess what, Mark Cuban's a partner in my company?
I think it was my brother because he's actually in class with me when, you know, we started talking about it and all that. And, I mean, my family and, you know, I didn't really tell many of my friends until it was actually out on the App Store because, you know, I didn't want to keep people waiting for it. I wanted them to be able to download it right when it came out. So I kind of had to hold it in for a little bit.
So tell us about, you talked a little bit about it. You held it in. Now it launches and all that kind of stuff. Give us some more specifics. How does expire, and it's expire, by the way, how does it expire delete your digital footprint?
Yeah, so we have a couple different ways. One being that we allow you to go back through and manage your past content that you've pushed to Twitter and Facebook, stuff like that. And so some of those features are that we allow you to go back through and search through your tweets by keyword. So, you know, you could pick any word, and then we'll pull up all those tweets for you and allow you to easily delete those. We allow you to manage, you know, who you're following, even your followers. So, you know, if there's some creepy guy following you and you don't want him to, you can get rid of him. And then for any future content, we allow you to post self-destructing tweets and Facebook posts. And we actually have a Tumblr integration coming out in about a week or so, so you can post expiring blog posts as well. And, you know, the end goal is to just be the way to easily manage all of your content across the entire internet So whether it's photos, recipes, music, anything like that, just things that, you know, are attached to our name when we put out there and, you know, which we may not want to be out there for forever because, you know, over time people start taking things out of context and, you know, it's always a good idea to kind of get rid of what we don't need out there. So that's our main goal at this moment.
You know what, I knew I was going to talk to you, I was thinking in my head, dun, 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 I was thinking Mission Impossible, you know, how the message self-destructs, wouldn't that be great? Oh, your tweet, this is it, and think, here's the thing, and you probably have thought about this in all the brainstorming, imagine this too, where you have companies, right, that have certain offers, whatever it is. You can get a pizza for half off at Papa Joe's or wherever. But if you, you have to respond to this tweet or it self-destructs. So you only have... It's time-sensitive, baby, so you better do it. I love that. What a brilliant, brilliant thing. So as you do this, you do the coding, you have everything going. What's been the reaction to people to Expire?
It's been pretty well. We're always open to suggestions and... We look at our App Store reviews, you know, a lot and really, you know, pay attention to what people say that they want, and then we try to build out those features. But, you know, so far I've got a lot of friends using it at my college who, like I said, you know, just want to clean things up and make sure nothing's out there for forever. So, you know, they're all using it and liking it, so I'm happy about that. And we're just going to continue, you know, integrating with more and more services to make it more robust over time.
And integrating it with more services, that's a pretty easy sell, isn't it?
I mean, they're all different. So, you know, once you learn, they're called APIs, which are where developers can go in there and kind of use, you know, say Facebook data or Twitter data, whatever it may be. So you kind of have to learn each one as you go.
Oh, that doesn't sound so easy. I take that back. You learn as you go. So now, and see, this is interesting for people listening, because Jesse, what, you're like 20 years old, and this is the new frontier. You must have a lot of, you said talking to your brother about it, there must be a lot of people around you who want to get into developing apps or learning it, or that's pretty hot on the college campus, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I like that, you know, it's kind of getting people interested and showing, you know, some people that, you know, everyone has this thing where you think that once you get done with college, you're going to go out and start a company, but it's cool to kind of show that, you know, you can start now, you don't have to wait around, and you can start applying some of the skills that you're learning, you know, in real life today.
So tell everybody where they have to go. I think I mentioned at the top about getexpire.com, but tell us more about that.
Yeah, so you can go to www.getexpire.com. That's GETXPIRE.com. And we have links to the App Store where you can download the app for free. And then we also have some links if you want to get in touch with us. Like I said, we really pay attention to our suggestions, so you can leave us any comments you like or anything like that there.
I think it's very, very cool, Jesse, and I can just imagine what's going to come down next down the pike for you. Who knows? Would you eventually, I mean, do you have the kind of plans that, hey, if somebody comes along and they want to buy this from you, the right price, you guys will sell?
Not at the moment. As I was saying, I mean, we've got a lot of work to do, I think, if we want to really get to that point where we can sort of help people control all of their content across the entire Internet. And I feel like we've just barely scratched the surface, so I'd kind of like to, you know, keep growing on it and see what we can make before anything like that happens.
All right, I love it. Jesse Stauffer, good luck. Continue to do what you're doing. GetExpire.com. This will self-destruct in, what, a couple of days. I'm going to have to start using that. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine.
medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.